A car enters a crowd at Berlin Pride. Police call it terror. The New York Times reports the attack at Tiergarten Park during LGBTQ celebrations. Multiple injured, motive under investigation. What shifts when violence targets the vulnerable at their own gathering? Does the fact of targeting change how we think about the act itself? Marcus Aurelius has the first word today, then Seneca.
A wagon driven into a festival crowd. Bodies broken on ground meant for dancing. You have seen this shape before, Marcus, not with wagons, but with horses loosed into the Sarmatian encampment at Carnuntum, with the dagger in the theater at Antioch, with the mob that formed when the grain ships failed to arrive at Ostia.
The weapon changes.
The target does not. People gathered in the open, trusting the day's peace. We call it terror now. We called it banditry, treason, the work of enemies who refuse the law of nations. The name does not alter the wound. What alters it is whether the center holds. When the Quadi crossed the frozen Danube in 170, the panic in Rome lasted 3 days. 3 days of rumor before the couriers arrived with truth. The legions had formed. The line had held. The emperor was at the front. You were at the front. That is the only answer that ever steadied a city, not the edict condemning violence, not the inquiry into motive, but the visible presence of ordered force beside the shattered. You will find, Marcus, that the inquiry will name 100 causes and miss the one that matters. Someone decided the crowd was soft. Someone decided the law would not reach them. The Danube frontier taught you this. The raid comes where the watch is thin. Keep the watch thick. Stand where the line forms.
Lucilius, you asked how a man keeps his footing when the world tilts. I think of the gladiators at midday in the arena, sand in their mouths, no choice but to meet what comes. The crowd at Tiergarten had no choice either. A vehicle becomes a weapon, celebration becomes slaughter. The shape is old, power turning its back on the vulnerable, then wondering why the vulnerable bleed. We Romans knew this calculus. Nero lit his gardens with burning Christians and called it illumination. The mechanism has not changed, only the machinery. A driver chooses a crowd, an ideology chooses a target. The particulars shift, the cruelty does not. I wrote once that no man is crushed by what happens, only by what he believes about what happens. Easy to say from Corsica, harder when the screams rise from the park. But the principle holds. The mind that refuses to be conquered remains free, even in chains. The injured will carry scars. The dead cannot speak. The living must decide what kind of world they will build from the wreckage. Fear is the tyrant's true weapon. Do not hand it to him. Write to me from Sicily. Tell me the sea is still blue.
This story ran in the New York Times. When a crowd gathers in one place, the margin for error shrinks fast, and systems built without that math in mind eventually pay the price. That closes old news for today.